called Dog's Waltz. Here's a tune that comes to you by way of Huey Piano Smith. I know you guys all know Huey Piano Smith. Got an educated crowd here tonight. People know Don't You Just Know It, and Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu and stuff like that. Yeah, well, so the Lovin' Spoonful wanted to be Huey Piano Smith and the Redheads. Only one problem, we really didn't have a piano player. All of us were, you know, really, you know, string players or, you know, singer-songwriter piano. Mash, 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 mash. So we looked to our elders once again, and we found the answer, because older guitar players that went back to those early 20s days were imitating pianos the same way that guys imitate Jimi Hendrix now, or, you know, they want to be all way up on the fingerboard or whatever. And they used to do things that would be more pianistic. By that I mean, like, a guitar player plays pretty routinely. All he does is bend a note. But when the pianist tries to do it, he's got to do it like that, you know? It's got to be, it's got to sound like a finger coming off of a black key onto a white key.
Let's face it, they can't bend notes.
They can't do it.
A sledgehammer, bend a piano note.
That's the only answer.
No, I bend two notes.
I know. No, that's because you're a manly man. That's right.
But you show me a piano player that can bend a note.
That's right.
I guess these synthesizer guys, now they can do anything for them.
That's right. Yeah, they got the rhythm
things,
now.
You know, they...
So anyway, here's our tune that we were hoping would pass for Huey Piano Smith.